Actually, the doctor's reaction is that you're not going to go back to work until the issues raised are fully addressed. Because under the new constitution, we are guaranteed under Article 41 to go on strike and agitate for better terms of employment. So as doctors, we are not going to accept that, and we're actually calling on the International Labour Organization to intervene so that it can safeguard the rights of doctors in this country.
But don't you think the government has a point and that doctors could possibly be working while negotiations are ongoing to resolve your concerns?
They have a point, but the government has, first of all, to come to the table and negotiate with the union. If they're not doing that, the only thing that the government has offered is threats of sacking and intimidation and stopping our salaries instead of coming to the table and negotiating an end to this stalemate. We know that the public, especially the patients who cannot afford private healthcare, are the ones who have been affected. And we are ready and willing to talk to the government, but the government has to make the first step to come to the table, because despite our best effort to reach out to them, they're still ignoring the doctors.
So what happens if the government takes the decision to either not pay you or fire about 3,000 doctors that are currently on strike?
I think that will be an uncalled for move, because we know in Kenya, which has 17 doctors per 100,000 against a WHO ratio of 100 doctors per 100,000, it's not possible to fire the 3,000 doctors, because even if the cost of firing those doctors and recruiting them back to service is more expensive than sitting down and listening to their demands. And we think the issues that we have raised are very reasonable. And there are issues that will go away, will address the issues that is ailing the health sector in this country.
Now, so what is the next step forward? Now that there appears to be a stalemate, you have dug in saying you are not going to go back to work. The government is saying if you don't go back to work, they're going to withhold your salaries. So what is the next step forward? How do you resolve the stalemate?
Actually, at this point is where now we are calling our International Labour Organization to intervene and guarantee the rights of workers in this country. We are also calling on the donors who fund the same ministry that is actually misusing that money, and those are the issues that we have raised, to intervene and put pressure on the government to listen to the doctors and stop the suffering of Mwananchi.